Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a late, great Stevie Ray bringing this back. Little SRV at your service. Little Texas rock and roll slash blues, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Debbie Myers, our guest, our good friend, longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the Debbie, when are you going to be on television next?
On Friday.
And where will you be?
Friday, Saturday, and Monday on HSN.
HSN, all right. And what are you going to be selling?
My Debbie Meyer green boxes.
The green boxes.
And my Debbie Meyer sponges. Mm-hmm.
And the sponges, too, right?
Yes, and my genius sponges.
What do we like about the sponges? You know, I don't have any of your sponges. I've got your cake cutter, and nobody touches the cake cutter but me. Tell us about your sponges.
My sponges are absolutely phenomenal. Actually, the reviews of them are absolutely fantastic. They are scientifically proven to inhibit the growth of mold and bacteria in and on the sponge for the life of the sponge. And every sponge lasts the equivalent of 15 ordinary sponges.
Wow.
So you never get any L's or you're not transferring stuff all over the place. Every time you rinse out the sponge and let it dry, it's a brand new.
Is it just kitchen size, or you make one for bigger jobs?
Well, these are usable throughout the house, but I also have, they're called Debbie Meyer Genius Wipes, which is a very thin version.
Okay.
So you can use it.
But you hadn't made a big one like for washing cars or horses or things like that, right?
Well, I use mine to wash the car.
Okay, good. Good deal.
It's more absorbent than a regular sponge and softer.
Now, can they find that? Can they find your stuff at HSN? I mean, at HSN.com?
It's all available at HSN.com.
All right. So check it out, folks, and look for her beautiful face this weekend on HSN, and you'll be glad you did. All right. We're talking about communicating, Debbie, which is something you do very well. You captivated the world with your beautiful face and your lovely voice and your smart mind on television, on all the things that you've done with HSN and selling products. I mean, talk about a communicator, folks. I'm unworthy compared to what she does.
Oh.
So, Debbie, tell us some more about your thoughts on the art of communicating. We talked about making sure that we're specific, use the words properly, making sure. And I still come back to this thing about when I'm talking to my to the younger folks. You know, I like texting. I use texting all the time with my friends who are my age. But after a couple of texts, when we realize we got more to say, we call each other. We don't text for hours. You know, we say it and get it over with and move on.
Well, I often text to find out if the person's available to talk.
Me too. How about this? I have a default thing in my phone. When I say can, it automatically puts in, you call me.
Exactly. It's very true. And listen, I'm all for, new stuff and technology. I'm all for using things efficiently. I'm all for getting things done fast. You know me. I'm about as type A as you can get. However, there's an engagement that is necessary when you communicate, whether it's through your voice and the nuance of your voice, and you can become very strident. People know what you're feeling and what your emotion is by the tone of your voice, if they cannot see you. But people, I think, are more afraid of forgetting what they want to say than they are listening to somebody else's say. So I have a trick. If I'm on a conference call, even if I'm in a conference, I always have paper in front of me, and I know that's old-fashioned because people would rather take notes on their phone, but I find that more distracting.
I don't take notes in my phone. I write them down.
Yeah, if I watch somebody tapping away on a phone while I'm speaking, to me it looks like they're doing something else.
Right.
So I just stop speaking. When I have your full attention, I'll speak with you. But what I do is I have a piece of paper, And I actually make a little cryptic note to myself of what the point that I wanted to make, so I don't forget it. And then I can refer back and look at it and relax about it. Because you watch people get agitated when somebody else is speaking. I want to say something, I want to say something, I want to say something, I'm going to forget what it is, and they stop listening. And if you were to ask them the question of what was the last thing I just said, they won't know.
Right.
So in texting, yes, I text back and forth with my son, with my husband, with, you know, friends, and some business associates, but mostly we write emails because emails allow us to express ourselves more fully. And now I'm finding emails. I'm getting emails with one word.
The good thing about email, and I wrote about this recently, is email becomes a better business record than texting does. But one of the things that I like to remember, and back to the generational thing, if you're a baby boomer selling to a millennial, and I've done this, I've had it go that way, then get used to texting more. You might even have to use Twitter to communicate with them. But if you're a millennial trying to get the business of a baby boomer, it's okay to text them and say, can you talk? But it's not okay for most of them to carry on a long texting conversation with them. They're not going to like that. They would rather you send them an email. They'd rather you make a phone call. So it is important to understand who you're trying to reach, isn't it? Be relevant to that person.
Know your room.
Yep. Say that again. I like this. This is going to be in the test, folks. Go ahead.
Know your room. Know who you're dealing with.
Yep.
And it's important. I mean, everybody who's an entertainer gets on stage, they can read the room.
Mm-hmm.
They know who they're talking to. They tailor things to reach people they want to reach.
Absolutely.
Do the same thing in your everyday life and your business.
Debbie Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, DebbieMeyer.com. Check it out, folks, and buy all of her stuff, the green stuff, and a cake cutter, which is also a pie cutter. You can also work double as a donut cutter at HSN.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.